from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Yeah, ain't nothing free. Especially quarterbacks. They get paid. My goodness.
Tua? Really?
Love? Really?
Hold on.
I mean, this much money he cashed and with a $220 million contract extension did Jordan Love. $220 million.
It's crazy, man, to look at the money, but like I'll say this. They both deserve to get paid.
Based on a market.
Because his yardage last year led the league.
He led the league in yardage. He was second in the MVP vote.
Yeah.
People forget that. He's in the most prolific offense in the league, whether people think that or not. It's ridiculous they can do. I heard somebody say, one of the guys I was working with said that they believe Mike McDaniel, one of my favorite coaches in the league, won't be a great head coach, but he's just that offensive coordinator guy. And one of the reasons why, because he tries to become friends with these guys. But you look at it, it's funny, like Tua gets paid and nobody's talking about concussions. Why? Because in the contract year or when you're going to pay him, he stayed healthy the whole season. It's crazy. Like Joe Burrow has missed more games than Lamar Jackson, but yet we talk about Lamar Jackson missing games. And I think to the extent there are people that thought Jordan Love wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. And he made a ton of money in those last eight games and into the postseason. He's got four weapons to throw to. When you look at Tua, if he stays upright and doesn't have another concussion, you probably have yourself a pretty good quarterback for a few years.
Jordan Love, 4 years, $220 million. Tua was what? Was it 3 years? 212?
It was an extension. Yeah, $53
million a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he 3 years, right? Three extensions.
Three or five. I think it was 200.
There's this thing called the internet. I'm going to use it real quick.
Yeah, do it. Why don't you do that?
4 years, $212.4 million extension.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad. Now, let me ask you. If you were the... I'll ask both of you, Edward. If you were the Dolphins or the Packers, are you letting them walk? Are you paying them what you paid them?
You can't. I mean, I'm not a big believer in Tua. I don't care what his numbers say. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want him as my quarterback. But I can't deny, you know, he's a good NFL quarterback, and they're hard to find. So you have to pay him. And that's what the market bears. And I don't like paying $4.50 for gas, but that's what it costs. You know, so that's what quarterbacks cost. And the last guy in is the highest paid, you know, quarterback, and that's him right now. And
what about Love? Do you love Love?
I don't love Love, but he's
good. You like Love?
I like Love.
Yeah. What about you, Rob?
I love Love. I absolutely love him. And 1999. That was the last year the Dolphins had a quarterback. So, yes, you got to pay him.
Yeah.
That's when Dan Marino, when Dan Marino retired. Yeah. They've been looking for a quarterback since Dan Marino.
Wow. This is.
I mean, they had Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, yeah, something. Exactly. They also had Jay Cutler.
But, you know what I mean? Jay Fiedler.
And Jay Fiedler. So that's why you had. Tua was the necessary evil, so to speak.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm executing your offense. You can call me a system guy all you want. Give me $53 million and I'll be the system guy. I'll be that. You know what I mean? So, but at the same time, there's no guarantee you're going to find me because no organization knows that like yours.
Yes.
You have not had a quarterback this millennium.
Yeah.
And we're 24 years in. So.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It really is. And then you got organizations like the Packers that go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Like, they just keep finding quarterbacks.
Bart Starr, or the Magic Man.
Yeah.
What was it, Don Majkowski, was it?
Yeah.
Brett Favre, to
Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they have the opposite, you know, luck. I mean, teams, like I said, the Dolphins, they just couldn't get the Browns.
Lynn Dickey.
They can't find their guys.
And that organization just keeps on going.
And Rob made the best point. It's like when you're starved for that quarterback, you're going to be hard-pressed to let him go. That's why I was surprised that Washington let Kirk Cousins go when they had the chance. But everybody was going, okay, is he really an upper echelon quarterback? Does he deserve this type of money? And then Minnesota paid him. Didn't amount to a Super Bowl, but I think it was pretty successful there.
He was.
And we'll see what he does in Atlanta. But like the same thing applies. If you're starved for a quarterback, you'll do anything. Look at what Carolina's doing. Oh, that quarterback sucked for the Jets? We can fix him. You know, like that's...
Yeah,
it took three of them.
The Jets are another organization. Could never find a quarterback.
It's like that burger, that cheap burger. You haven't eaten in a day and a half, but that's the best burger in town right now. Why? Because you're starving.
Yes.
We have not had a quarterback since 1999, and he wasn't that great that year, but he was a legitimate quarterback. Man, this quarterback is great. Why? Because he looks like a quarterback. No matter how good you and I think he is, he's the best thing they've had in 25 years. That is ridiculous.
It is weird how people's memories work, though. Like, hey, he played all of last year? Yeah, we got to pay him because we have to. He was on the verge of having one more concussion, and we were saying his career might be over in Tua. But
he's still on the verge.
Well, I mean one more.
Yeah, one more. I mean, one in the wrong spot, he's done because he's had so many. But it's all about changing the narrative. The narrative 2 years ago was, one more concussion, his career is over. The narrative now is, I led the league in passing. Number two in MVP vote. Lamar Jackson missed one first place vote. Right here. You know what I mean? So that's his narrative now. So when you go into with that, then you got to pay me based on that. You can't. That's ancient history, what you're talking about.
So here's the other thing is, like, I've just being in the gambling community, a lot of people are bullish on Tua for the MVP this year. You're always looking for something a little bit different, what could happen. I don't know that their team's going to be as successful. Last year, they destroyed all the bad teams they played, and they lost to every good team they played except one. So, again, if that narrative changes this year, they will get healthier. Bradley Chubb's coming back. You've got Jalen Ramsey still there, which people forget about. But I think their defense is – I think the offensive numbers for the Dolphins have a chance to be unbelievably special this year because I don't buy into their defense
really?
At all. No. I think it's going to be tough.
I thought you were going to go the other way. I thought you and I were going to debate. I thought you were going to say their defense was good.
No. Hell no. Like, but the Dolphins' offense, it's – look, I know Pat Mahomes is in is in Kansas City. So with all due respect to him, that offense is the best offense in the league, in my opinion. And I want to see what Atlanta looks
like.
Miami
or Kansas City?
Miami. Yeah. It's just the other team has the most special player in the league and can make things happen when they should.
No, Miami's exciting.
The best tight end in the league.
Yep.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, again, the question is this. How do you look at Lamar Jackson's contract now, Ed? Bargain?
Yeah, I was happy with it anyway, but yeah, it sure looks like a bargain now.
Bargain, Jeremy?
Yeah.
He's better than both those cats.
It's always going to look like that when the next guys get paid.
And Pat Mahomes' contract is a bargain.
Yeah.
You look at Lamar Jackson's.
See, it's just next man up, and that's why we have an issue with it. Not talking about the guy gets hurt and the next player steps up. The next quarterback that's available is going to ask for more guaranteed money, more money over all those years. Or it's going to be more money per year.
Get it ready.
You getting that thing? Loosen up?
Loosen up, man.
Is that your good shoulder?
That's my good one.
All right.
Both of them good now.
Are you sure?
No, not sure.
Ed, how good are your shoulders?
I don't have a good shoulder. I got a good fake shoulder.
Oh, that's nice.
It's actually my best shoulder is a fake one.
Will the real Orioles please stand up? We'll talk about that at 7:30, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, I'm gonna do something that we say we're not supposed to do.
What?
You don't talk politics and you don't talk what? Religion.
Religion.
We have three stories that have to do with religion. We're going to talk about a Catholic priest. Bet you know where that one's going. Don't you dare.
That was my shovel.
Well, you better find a new one, buddy. I get to go first. We should probably talk about these things ahead of time. We're also going to talk about the open to the Olympics, to where everybody's upset, thinking it looked like the Last Supper. I think there are more things you should be upset at, than that, but we'll talk about it. Mm-mm. You're allowed to be offended what you want. And a woman that went to see Deadpool with her husband, I got to play the audio where she said, it's so awful. They walked out in 25 minutes.
Really?
You're going to hear the audio. And why she did it, that's coming up next here in The World of Stupid.
The Big Bad Morning Show presents Jeremy Kahn in a world of stupid. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, guys, first off, later in the hour, we're going to be giving away tickets to see comedian Gary Owen. That's November 2nd at the Hall at Live Maryland.
You could have played the Gary Owen.
Huh? You could have? What do you mean?
It's a song.
Oh, well, no, this is a comedian.
And in a 9 o'clock bagpipe song.
We'll be giving away Missy Elliott tickets as well, so stay tuned for that. But coming up, Gary Owen tickets this hour. Now, all right, before anybody gets mad, we're going to talk about religion here. I'm not religious. Full disclosure, Rob, you are, right?
Yes.
Ed?
No.
Are you Catholic? Or
yes.
Like, okay, but
I'm a recovering Catholic.
So I'm going to tell these three stories. You can feel how you want to feel about them. I'll tell you how I feel about them. First, we start off with a Catholic priest who was outed for using Grindr. He's suing the dating app for allegedly selling his data. I don't know how you guys feel about this. I hate the fact that these companies, they do everything they can to steal your information and data and sell it to other companies. When you're getting these phone calls, when you're getting these emails you don't expect.
Yep.
And by the way, sometimes it's more difficult than anything to unsubscribe from these things. You click on something and you end up subscribing to three other things you didn't know you were doing. But Jeffrey Bernal, who was the top administrator of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops until his resignation in 2021, claims Grindr failed to inform him that his data was being sold to vendors, thereby allowing people outside the app to know he was on it. Is this fair or unfair, in your opinion, Ed?
It's outrageous. It's outrageous what they did. And for any of these apps, and this is like, it's like the data breach at Ashley Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Except that was a data breach. They weren't selling it. They got broken into. This is disgusting. I mean, a lot of, especially this. This is a gay, is it a Grindr for gay men?
Mm-hmm. I've heard.
Okay. Anyway. Sadly, I have a feeling a lot of the guys on there are closeted.
Yeah.
So of all the apps that you should be protecting the data, it should be them. I think Grindr should really, I think they should get hit over the head with a lawsuit. I mean, it's really on. I know everybody's talking about the priests, but I think they're really the people that are at fault here.
And you know what's funny is I agree with you 100%. I feel like anybody that's in that situation that doesn't want to be outed, it's your right to tell everybody when you feel like it's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a tough situation here.
Especially him. I mean, he's not supposed to have sex with anybody or anything. They take a vow of celibacy.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous to think that they'd stick to it, but whatever.
Were either one of you guys offended by the opening ceremonies in Paris for the Olympics?
Yep. Yes. 100%.
Okay. Yeah. So a lot of things to talk about here. Paris Olympics organizer says the drag performance was a nod to Greek mythology, not the Last Supper.
Oh, nonsense.
For people that, yeah. I mean, where did the Olympics start? In Greece?
Yes.
I think it makes sense whether we want to believe it or not.
I'm not buying it.
Thomas Jolly, the artistic director of the ceremony, told French News Channel on Sunday that the inspiration for that scene was the Greek god Dionysus. According to NBC's Today, his comments come after the opening ceremony included a scene that some said looked like Leonardo da Vinci's painting of the Last Supper. He got inspiration from Dionysus to paint that, but okay. There's Dionysus who arrives on this table. He is there because he is the god of celebration in Greek mythology. The idea was to have a pagan celebration connected to the gods of Olympus. You will never find me a desire to mock or denigrate anyone. All right, so you guys said you're not buying it. The other thing, by the way, having naked people around kids and these things, mm-hmm. like, you know, it's there's some things that you really have to talk about. But I guess who wants to talk about it? You want to talk about it, Rob?
No.
Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, I just think it's a disgrace. I think, first of all, I think it's a direct shot at Catholicism and Christianity in general. I mean, Catholicism, Protestant religions broke off from Catholicism. So it goes back to that. That is a mocking of the Last Supper. I'm not particularly religious, but the reason I'm offended is you wouldn't in a million years do that with Islam. Not in a million freaking years would you do anything like that. Because look what happened to them when they're, you know, political cartoonists.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, that happened in France.
So that... You suffered, but this you do with the impunity. It's a disgrace. It really is. I'm really angry about it. I haven't watched the Olympics because of this. I'm just pissed at them. I am. This is just because I don't like their response.
I think sometimes people go too far to try to be artistic. Just keep it based on the Olympics.
And my question is, why?
Yeah, just keep it based on the Olympics.
Because we're open to everybody. Well, apparently not, because you offended a whole bunch of people.
They did. And the other part of this, too, is like...
I mean, why do an act on the real Last Supper
yes.
for the Olympics. Yeah. Why? I mean, it's the Olympics. What does that have to do with the Olympics?
Well, if you're taking them at what they say, they're saying they did it because Greek mythology.
So then do that.
But that's what they
did. That's not what Dionysus looked like.
Well, I mean, he wasn't blue.
No, he was a mythical character. He's a, you know, a Greek mythology guy. He was a god of wine and celebration, all that stuff. But do that. Put them in tub, make them look like, you know, the Greek gods.
Yeah, I'm torn on some of this stuff because I'm not here to tell people what they should be offended by. There's a lot of things that I'm not offended by, but I think that also has to do with me being not religious at all. And by the way, I don't need people emailing me trying to get me to join their religion. I'm content where I'm at in life.
This isn't even, I'm not offended because I'm Catholic. I'm offended because I'm tired of this. I just feel like everybody seems to, like, you know, there's a protected class, and you got, like, that, and everyone else is fair game. All institutions are fair game, white men are fair game, Catholics are fair game, but we will make fun of, you know, I'm going to make fun of Muhammad or Allah, because, you know, you see what happened in France.
Yeah.
They would never do this to Islam.
All right, so we're going to move on to this last one, and we said all these had a religious theme to them. So the new Deadpool movie, it's rated what?
I have no idea.
R.
R.
Which means you shouldn't take kids to it unless you're ready for it, right? Like, you shouldn't take kids to see this unless that's something unless you as a parent.
The parent takes them, yeah.
I mean, you have choices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people like this bother me so much. And I get it. There's different walks of life. But these are the types of people that complain about every damn thing. They went to see Deadpool, walked out 25 minutes later. The thing that gets me and you guys won't see is the stupid husband in the background just shaking his head like, she's telling you guys, that's right. You know, like, but here's the audio from this woman that saw Deadpool.
We went to see Deadpool and we left probably about 25, 30 minutes into it. It is disgusting. It is so against the Lord. They are blaspheming our Creator, and you should not see it. Do not spend money on it. It is not worth anything. The fact that it has beat all of the MCU movies out blows me away, and it blows me away that people were bringing their children into it. But we left that theater. We left 25 minutes in, and I didn't ask for my money back. I truly was so guilty that I even allowed us to stay in as long as we did because it started off bad. But no joke, they used Jesus's name in it in a disgusting way in that 30 minutes, like 10 times at least. So if you're a Christian, do not see it.
All right. First off,
I didn't see it, so she wrote.
Yeah, I can't comment on it at all.
Yeah.
It's fine if people don't want to comment on it, but like,
I can't. Well, I want to comment on what she said.
But
what can you tell us what she's talking about?
No, because like no? I don't know what she's going to be offended by if he said Jesus in the beginning of it. I wasn't offended by it because you know why? I've seen movies. This is a comic book movie.
Yeah.
What does it matter? It's a movie based on fiction. Guess what? There's not some guy out there that can't die coming around slicing people up, going through the space-time continuum, and doing like it's just. It's so effing silly that you have people like this that want to go online and say it's blasphemous. Then don't go see it. What did you think was going to happen when you saw Deadpool versus Wolverine? They've actually had promos saying don't bring your kids to see it.
Did they?
It's rated. Yeah, you can go. Yeah. You can go watch it. Don't bring your kids because it's violent. It's got cursing. I mean,
there was definitely a disclaimer for
There's like a million deaths in it. I mean, it's unbelievable. But if you're a comic book fan, it's one of the best comic book movies ever made. And guess what? Comic books aren't based on real life. I mean, I just
that's what.
It's not a kid's movie at all.
And when you told me, like, I would not take it for the violence, but when you told me you shouldn't bring, I thought there may have been nudity or things like that, or
no nudity.
That's what offended. I didn't know she was offended by the.
I'm not going to see it.
I'm trying to think about. I don't think there's any nudity. Yeah. There's a lot of foul language. There's a lot of dark humor. Right. I mean, it's Deadpool.
A dark comic book.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why I like Deadpool.
So obviously she didn't know what Deadpool. I wonder if she saw the other Deadpool.
I wonder if she saw like a comic book movie and thought it was going to be like, you know.
Do you remember in the second Wolverine when they introduced Deadpool and Ryan Reynolds and his mouth is sewn shut?
Right.
He's the merc with a mouth. So they sewed his mouth shut because he couldn't shut the hell up, which is kind of the whole point of Deadpool because everything is a joke to him. You know, so I don't know. People like this bother me because you know what? She's not going to do that thing you like, buddy.
And I haven't.
She's just not.
I haven't
Don't
seen
be so sure.
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen any of them because it's just not my cup of tea.
Really? Okay.
I know going into it, it's not my type of movie, so I haven't seen it.
And again, I'm
because
fine
I
with that.
Know what it's all about.
Yeah, like be smarter about it. Yeah. You really wanted to see it. Why? Because you like comic books? Are you going to tell me like some of these other comic books and movies haven't got to you? Anyway, that's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jay Khan. Shovels at 8:15. Don't go anywhere. But on the other side, is this Oriole team underachieving or is this who they are? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
On the Fan. The Baltimore Orioles have been struggling, to say the least, lately. The team is in first place, a game ahead of the New York Yankees. But the way the Yankees have been playing, Jeremy, they could have taken a 5-6 game lead. But they limped their way out of July with 4 more games remaining against the Toronto Blue Jays. 2 today, 1 Tuesday, 1 Wednesday. And you look at what this team has done. Just not very impressive at all based on where they started. They've won 5 out of the last 10, which is a little bit better than they had been. Mm. So, Ed, the tale of 2 seasons is what this has been. So, in your opinion, have the Orioles underachieved, or is this who they are?
Oh, I don't think this is who they are. I don't think so at all. I just think they're in a slump. They're in a slump. They're in a bad way. They don't look like themselves. I got to say, though, it is getting – you know what's concerning me?
What's that?
Is I hear frustration in the manager's voice and his words. I'm hearing in the broadcast crew where they're actually like, hey, what's going on? That's not a play we see from Oriole baseball. And they're right. It just – a lot of times, you know, the manager and the broadcast, they'll be kind of stoic about it and just, you know, continue on. When everybody sounds concerned, I get concerned. It's like, uh-oh, You know, it's like if you, you know, somebody you see a noise, I've seen, you hear a noise or something, and your father looks nervous, like, ah, like, you're not supposed to be scared.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
So I guess the weird thing about baseball is a weird sport. First off, 162 games you're going to play. You're going to go through losing streaks. You're going to go through winning streaks. And again, if they had lost yesterday, how would we feel today? Like, we would have been just, this whole day would have been, what are they doing? Yeah. Are they making moves? They're going to get this guy, going to get that guy. I think winning yesterday kind of, you know, covers that up a little bit. But there's still a lot of people out there who think the sky is falling. I just think this happens during baseball, and it's hard to figure out. Like, Brandon, watching Ramon and Gunnar run into each other on a fly ball.
Yeah.
Watching, you know, like, after Gunnar called it off, and I guess Ramon didn't hear it or whatever. I mean, whatever it may be, blunders on the base pass. The thing that I've noticed that worries me is that they're chasing pitches that they don't usually chase.
Yes, and they're doing that early in counts.
Yes. So that's what concerned me.
And I'm sorry, I'm cut you, but I mean, they're not only chasing early in counts, then I see them looking at pitches that it's right in their sweet spot. Like, I saw Gunnar do that. And like I say, he's made four errors in 4 days or four games or whatever. It's like, it's not what you're used to seeing. I hope this isn't like the curse of Chris Davis, where all of a sudden people forget how to play baseball.
I don't think so, but people want to blame this on the home run derby. I don't know the effect that has, you know, long standing on a guy. We've seen guys come in and hit right afterwards. We've seen other players come
in. It's affecting his fielding, too, not just his hitting.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that.
What do you think, Rob?
I'm concerned. So far, they are, 9-12 this month? They could go .500 if they win, the next four games. If they sweep Toronto, they can go .400, .500 or above .500 for the month.
They just lost. They did lose another series. It does concern me.
Lost another series. Yeah. I am very, very concerned. Gunnar looks like he's in his head. I don't think it's not a home run derby curse.
I completely
because it's happening in the field.
This is in his head.
Yeah, he is so far in his head. I think this team.
He even shaved the mustache. You can say what you want.
Yeah,
we've all played sports where it's like, this isn't working. I need to do something.
I bring up Chris Davis half joking because when he was on the decline, I remember who that was talking to. It was a hitting coach maybe. He was telling me that he's changing everything. From his wristbands to his shoelaces to his socks.
In his head.
He was in his head. He was trying all this superstitious stuff to try to get back on track, and obviously didn't work.
Zombie. He was in his head.
Yeah, I think this team, I think they're hearing footsteps. Last year, you know, hey, nobody expected anything from us, and midway through the year when people started expecting things, we just got to get to the playoffs. And that's different. Getting to the playoffs your goal is getting to the playoffs is different. But now the season is heated up. You're on the backside of the stretch right now, and your expectations now is to get to the World Series.
Yeah.
I think people tend to pucker up a little bit when things like that happen. You need, and that's why I said you need, if you're going to add someone, it needs to be a veteran that can kind of take you by the hand and show you how to go down the street. I think so. I mean, if you're going to add somebody, if you're not going to add anybody, then these guys got to figure it out. But if you, and it doesn't have to be an everyday player. It could be a pitcher. It could be Zach Efron. It could be anybody that's been there before. Say, listen, guys, look, we look a little rattled right now. And I get it. I've been there, done that before. But you guys are talented, man. You guys got it. Just go out there and be you. When I was in Tampa, this is what we thought of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need one of those guys. We were afraid of you guys. When you came to town, they need somebody that's been there before that can come in and say, "This is how you do it."
Man, he was rolling too.
Do
you realize
we
said Zac Efron, the kid from High School Musical?
Zac Efron.
I wonder how many times we're all going to do that.
But you know, they that's what they need. They need somebody to say, man. Maybe it's just to remind them of who they are.
Well, the other part of this that I don't disagree with you on, and like if you're trading Cedric Mullins and you're trading Ryan Mountcastle, how many veterans outside of Santander do you have left? I mean, O'Hearn's here. It's a lot of young guys on this team.
Right.
It's a lot of young guys. So, and then next year, there's going to be even more.
That means something, Jeremy. Well, means something.
The reason I'm saying this is when you start trading away some of those vets, then yes, I'm listening to you. My whole thing... And the arguments that the discussions we had, I don't think they were arguments, but like I'm fine with a Kobe Mayo being that right-handed bat. Where I wouldn't be fine is if all of a sudden you're calling up Chase McDermott and he's got to be your third pitcher. You know what I mean? Like they make the move for Eflin. hopefully that helps put them over the top, or at least keeps them up with the Joneses, because I think we can beat anybody in the
American
League.
Why people aren't, you know, on the ledge right now, because they're not playing good baseball. Mm. But they pick up Eflin, and that's not an unknown. People have heard of him. People know who he is. You face him a lot. I mean, Dominguez is a bullpen arm. Not having a great year, but not bad. Yeah. So, you have a guy that fills a need. So, I mean, I think they filled some of the needs here. So I think that keeps people somewhat happy.
Cade Povich is going to be the 27th man today in the doubleheader. And don't forget, you'll get your chance to see Eflin in that first game. But, again, after you'll have more panic from me, or at least concern, if we get midway through August and this is still going on after the trade deadline. And it will depend on some of the moves they make. They've done a really good job of not giving up anyone of tremendous value right now and getting back
pieces. They have not reached.
No.
At all. No. It's like, to me, there's been no acts of desperation right now. Want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Tale of two seasons for this Baltimore Orioles team right now this month. They are 9-12 so far. They've got to sweep the Toronto Blue Jays to go over 500. Is this team underachieving, or is this who they are? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Orioles right now, 4 games left in this month. They are 9-12. They got to sweep the Blue Jays. They have a record over 500 for the month. Are they underachieving, or is this who they are? Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. I think the overachievement in what we've done in the minors, the drafting, the facilities, has caused underachievement, because you fellas know this as well as I do. These older players, it's in their head. These younger players are still trying to make a mark. And unfortunately, we're getting stuck robbing Peter to try to pay Paul, in my humble opinion. And, you know, it's just causing us to play bad. You know what I mean? Just, we're playing bad baseball. And remember, when you're at the top of the hill, everybody wants to knock you off.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin. 410-583-1057. Ken in Maryvale. What's up, Ken?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
All righty. I think the Orioles are definitely underachieving, but I heard you talking about Gunnar earlier. I don't know if it was brought up, but he's only had one game off this season. Doesn't he need another day off at least?
I just argued with a bunch of people about him having that one day off. So everybody feels differently. Like, these guys need to have rest. People were bitching about Jordan Westberg being off over the weekend. It's like, come on, guys. Like, you've got to get these guys rest. And if you have a chance to get them back-to-back days off. And, oh, by the way, what are they playing today, Rob? A doubleheader.
Yeah.
Is Jordan Westberg going to be in both games today? Is that why you gave him a day off the other? You know, too many people get caught up in the nonsense that goes on in a baseball season, or turns it into nonsense when it's actual baseball stuff.
He's played in 104 games, but I don't think he started 104 games.
Who, Westberg?
No. Gunner.
Okay.
He's played in 104, but I don't believe he started all 104.
I don't know how many days he's had off, but he's a guy that...
He's only had one whole day off, but I think some of those games, a couple of those games, he may have come in later on. Tom and Rising Sun. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm going to say good morning, Baltimore. Good morning to you guys. And I was down there Friday, man. That was a tough loss. As soon as they brought chicken wing in, I'm like, man, we're done.
Chicken wing,
you know. And oh man, it was a great time. I mean, I had to get the crowd pumped up. You know, I'm out there in the splash zone getting everybody pumped up, and I thought we had it. And then here, oh, that was a tough loss. And then Saturday, oh, we got our asses handed to us. We did. But Sunday, what I saw Sunday gives me hope. All right, Westbrook, Gunner, and our new second baseman, they were making plays. I mean, yeah, okay, Gunner had a couple errors. Mm-hmm. But he got tripped up on the one play. That call should have never been overturned.
Hey, Tom, so are they underachieving, or is this who they are?
I think we need to let the younger players play, and I think they can. I think they're going to be all right. And I think
Hey, Tom, we got to go. We got a lot of callers on hold. By the way, I'm looking at Baseball Reference. Looks like he did start all those games.
Okay.
Looks like he did. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, like Tom said, that was a rough loss Friday, man. was down at the up at the course like that. Me, Joe, Tim, and Cordell, man. As soon as they brought Kimbrough in, man, I looked at Joe like, come on, man. Then this guy just pitched like 30 pitches the day before down in Miami. I'm like, man, I would rather have Cano in that situation right there. But as far as the question goes, man, I think they been overachieving for the past year and a half. So maybe this is who they are, man. They coming back down to reality. And nobody expected us this soon to be competing, you know, for world championship. So, I mean, like, we already hit the gun, man. Just stay the course, no panic. And see what happens. And as far as Gunner, right, having days off, how many days off did Cal Ripken have? You know, didn't he have the, what, 10 years straight?
Is the reason why that was special, Rashawn, because people don't do that.
Yeah.
People don't do that. The reason why only two men have played nearly that many games in the history of baseball. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I think they're kind of underachieving because of the fact that we know this is not them defensively. The defensive lapses and all of that, I think it's kind of underachieving. But then you temper that with the fact with all the injury we had on the pitching staff and the schedule that we had. I don't know. I'm saying we're not underachieving, but we've been through some things this year, man, and I think they're doing quite well considering. And I want to say something real quick because I know y'all don't have that much time. But the Atlee Rushman bobblehead looked more like Gunnar Henderson, man. I was there yesterday, and I said, this looks like Gunnar.
I think most of them, they kind of have that prototype of the face that they use and then try to adjust it according to facial hair, eye color,
things like that. It's tough to make them look like the person's bobblehead.
Everybody says they all look alike anyway. What's the matter?
Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean? Not much, man. What's going on with you?
Not much, man. I want to speak about the O's. I don't think they're underachieving, you know. I'm going to see, wait till the trade deadline over with. Give them about another 3 weeks. Let's see how they look then. You know, it's a marathon, and I'm going to let y'all go with that.
Hey,
it's not no sprint.
In 3 weeks, they could be in second place. And fight for a wild card spot.
Yeah,
I don't want this to go 3 more weeks. They talk about towards the middle to the end of August by then. Alberto and
they could be in second place in 2 days.
Alberto and Bolis Cordes. What's up, Alberto?
Hey, what's up, Rob? Jeremy, Ed. Good morning, fellas. The only thing I want to say is, you know, baseball is a grind. Last year, the Orioles did really good all season, but then come playoff time, they hit that slump. So this year, maybe just hitting that slump a little earlier, get it out of the way. So come playoff time, they're ready and, you know, hopefully get hot like the Rangers did last year. It's Berto from Bolis Cordes, not Alberto. So just want to give you guys a heads up. And I'll talk to you later. See you around, Jeremy and Rob. Take it easy, guys.
See you, man.
All right. I just read, man.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably sounded like Alberto when he said it.
Alberto.
So I'm sure Joe didn't just reach out of the air.
Roberto.
I like Robert better.
Berto is a character from Mario. That is a Berto. What are these names sometimes, man?
Hey, man.
People get mad at me when their phones sound so awful that I can't do anything about that.
Yeah, you can. Just ask them to spell it.
Right? And then it spends 40 seconds of them trying to spell their damn name.
Berto.
Can't do it today, man. I can't.
Can't do it. Not going to do it.
Shovels at 8:15, but on the other side, what's trending? Orioles make some trades over the weekend. What do you expect over the next 24-plus? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.